Now that we've heard directly from Assemblywoman McHose the whys regarding her decision to, at some point this year, resign from the New Jersey State Assembly officially, we now turn to the what happened next part of our program. Here to explain the steps being taken and soon to be taken is the chairwoman of the Sussex County Republican Committee, Elish Hamble. Good morning, Elish.
Good morning.
And it's SussexCountyGOP.com on the web. Learn more about the party, the activities, the candidates, and, well, I guess a surprising change for 2015, isn't it, Elish?
Yes, it's a very surprising change. Allison's been a wonderful assemblywoman. We've been very proud of her. And I know her partner, Assemblyman Parker Space, loved working with Allison and all the knowledge that she had and so on and so forth. So, but he, along with me, and I think most of us all, do very much understand Allison's wanting to stay local. She has a young family, and it's a great opportunity for her. It's a really, really great opportunity. She does not have to step down by statute. It's not, you know, it's not required, but she has indicated that is she will be stepping down. She has indicated that. But until she actually does, my job as chairwoman does not go into effect because I'm confused, to be honest with you, for myself, if it's 30, some people say 30 days and some people say 35. I will look into that to be exactly accurate, but I know that I will organize it within that time period quickly, so it really won't come to play for me. I won't have to worry about it. I will also be working with the other two chairmen in Morris County and in Warren County. That's Doug Steinhardt and John Setti. And we will work together and come up with the rules, et cetera, and make it a very clean convention.
And there certainly is at least recent experience because we had former assemblymen, now currently Rowland County government, Gary Chiazzano, moved out, and Parker Space, that's how he attained his seat, and then later through an election. So this at least isn't foreign territory for yourself and the other county chair people.
That's correct. That is correct. So we have pretty much a template that, you know, obviously we'll tweak, but the three of us are planning to meet and map out exactly how we all want to agree upon how it goes, but I expect it to be just pretty similar to how Parker's went, which was the last one.
Didn't really get into a specific date with Assemblywoman McHose, but is there any hope that it's, again, with the question of 30, 35 days convention, with 2015 being a state election year for the state assembly, would it be a wonderful, perfect world if it could be time perfect with the upcoming election?
No, this has to be by convention.
Okay, it has to be separate, and then whoever gets it would then go into the election in November.
Exactly. Yes, they will have to run. But by statute, we do have to fill the seat. Again, I mean, Allison could rethink when she'll resign, but until she actually resigns, I will not be able to move forward.
I'm with Elish Hamble, who is the chairwoman of the Sussex County Republican Committee, SussexCountyGOP.com on the web, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. For the person listening right now, the voter listening, I guess is the more appropriate term, because already, as is the case in politics, some names are either being talked about, some couple of people have raised their hands and said, over here. What's the process for someone who is interested right now that they would have to do to become a nominee in the convention, I guess we would say?
Yeah. I mean, Gail Phoebus and Marie Billick both have said they are interested. And Parker has said that he will run in November with Gail as his running mate. But the process is as soon as Allison resigns, then whomever is interested, they have to send a letter to me as the chair and, put in writing that they're interested in being part of the convention.
And as far as the Sussex County GOP itself, and again, I'll give you the website listing, SussexCountyGOP.com is their official website. What does the party afford as far as an opportunity for someone who wants to become not necessarily a candidate, but more active in the political process through the County Republican Committee?
Well, county committee seats have to be open for a person in the district in order for someone to become a county committee person. Again, there they have to contact me or their municipal chair if they know them. If they don't, they just contact me. My telephone number is 201-787-9164. I can check the county committee list, see if there's any openings in their district. Otherwise, I always like to bring people on board to make them a vice chair of something I'm lacking, like vice chair of lists, vice chair of events, vice chair of, and they can be active in the party that way. Also, so some, I always find a way if somebody wants to be active and there is not an opening in county committee, but they cannot vote. Only the county committee members can vote.
And of course, in lieu of any opportunity within the county committee, when a candidacy starts operating, that's another way for people to get involved as well, through a specific candidate's campaign. And there certainly will be a significant number of those as we go through 2015, through the primary in June, as well as the general election. So, again, just when you think everything settles, New Year brings about changes, and this is a major change in the county politics for Sussex County. But as you heard from Elise, seems to be an organized change, and that's always good for stability and moving forward in an important election year. Learn more about the Sussex County Republican Committee, SussexCountyGOP.com. We've been joined this morning by the chairwoman, Elise Hamble. Elise, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Oh, my pleasure, and I do offer congratulations to Allison McCall, who's in her new position. But thank you very much.